Muskegon Community College dedicated to equity and excellence, prepare students, build communities, and improve lives. That's our mission statement, and its most recent mission statement. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about the community college, about the community college in general, about our presence here in Ottawa County, and the impact of COVID-19, and then a little bit about our path forward. So that should happen pretty quick here, nonetheless. We were founded nearly 100 years ago, Muskegon Community College, and I'm proud to be a part of that. We've served Muskegon County, Ottawa County, Newaygo County, and Oceana County. It's about an institution of about $40 million, our general fund operating budget. And we have about 220 regular full and part-time employees and about another 200 adjunct faculty members. So quite a few people that are impacted by Muskegon Community College. We have about 85 associate degrees and certificates and about 5,500 credit, non-credit students that attend the institution. We prepare students both academically and athletically. And when I say prepare students academically, we want to make sure that our students are able to get through our programs. In addition to that, we have senior institutions where our students transfer to, and we want to make sure that our students can transfer to senior institutions and compete academically at that level. And athletically, we want to make sure our students can compete at the next level as well. Most recent example of that is that our athletic teams, our men's basketball team, our women's basketball team, and our wrestling teams, we're all at the national tournament. And at the national tournament, at the community college level, you are amongst the best at your level. And so we're so proud of that. And many of our athletes go on and they achieve at the next level. We have a 7-member board of trustees, and I have to just acknowledge they are so committed, this unwavering support for Muskegon Community College and the community. And I always like to thank the Board of Trustees for what they do and how committed they are to the community here. We as an institution have a number of awards that we have won throughout and earned throughout the lifetime of the institution, but some recent awards are the Achievement of Dream, a Leader College Award, where we got recognized nationally for the work that we do around student success and completion, especially for students, underrepresented students, as well as students that are low income. And so we're pleased to do that kind of work. $55 million ago, we were able to build some new facilities, some of the best facilities, I'd like to say, in terms of our health and wellness center, our science center, our art and music center, as well as our automotive center. We have been able to put some dollars into programs and facilities that will certainly make a difference as we transition out of this COVID into the new workplace, if you will. But $55 million as it relates to new facilities and how we do it. That's kind of in general. I just want to give you a little flavor for the college and what we're doing. Now I want to talk about Ottawa County. We've been here for some years. As a matter of fact, not long ago, we were downstairs, and many of you might remember that. We were downstairs, and we had classes in this facility here for some time, and we, some of our employees, as well as our students, are from the Ottawa County area. About 20% of our students are from Ottawa County. They attend the institution. And we do have some staff that actually attend here, and when I'm thinking about staff, I'm thinking about Marty McDermott, Toby Molesky, Tina D. Those names you might find familiar. Another name you might find familiar is Kathy Tosa. Does that name ring a bell? So Kathy, I have to say this. So Kathy was with the college for a number of years, and she retired, but I got the opportunity to work with her for a couple of years, and just an awesome person. What a contribution to our students and to that community. And so we have always, she had what it was, global awareness. She really did a good job with this international effort, just outstanding. And so I was hoping to see her when I came down here. And she sent me a note when did I get that? Maybe Friday. She said, I'm not going to be there. I won't be able to see you, that kind of stuff. And because we always go back and forth and tease. So I want all of you to tell her the next time you see I was here, asked about her, said some good things about her, and perhaps maybe she'll take me to lunch when she gets a chance here. But we have a number of constituent groups that we work with, a lot of K-12 partners. The early college program is really a strong program here that we have in Ottawa County. Our new facility is down the road here on 31 at the Lincoln, on Lincoln Street. I wish I could remember the address right now. I can't remember exactly, but I know how to get there. But it's on Lincoln Street. And so we have about four classrooms there, and one's a computer lab. So we have a lot of activity going through that center. And so we're so pleased with that. And like I said, we work with a lot of K-12 systems, the early college program. And we were talking a little earlier about this. And students actually can enroll in the program in high school, get their associate's degree before they graduate from high school with their diploma in many instances. And that's because we graduate in May. High school graduations are in June sometimes. And so students graduate a little early. But I just thought it is such an awesome piece there. I want to talk about COVID a little bit, because that COVID seems to be changing the world. We have, as an institution, we've had to transform our institution. We have to change a lot of things that we've done. Back March 2020, we shut down the institution. Well, we didn't. Governor shut it down, but we were part of that. Where, when I say shut it down, we had to go to a virtual setting. Boy, did we find out some things about ourselves. In terms of equity, we learned that many of our students didn't have the technology, the equipment, the connectivity to continue to engage in coursework. Some of our staff was the same, and so we really, we pulled together a crisis response team, and we thought we would be together for 2 weeks. Say, okay, we got this COVID thing, we're gonna respond to it for 2 weeks. Well, it's been 2 years. And we're still responding to it and trying to make some adjustments here. But that equity gap was just something that really concerned us. And we were able to handle a lot of that for the time being through the HERF funds, the Higher Education Emergency Relief Funds. And some of you might be familiar with the CARES Act, and it's all related to that. We had about $16 million. Part of that money went to students, part of that money went to the staff. But we were able to make some adjustments and get some hot spots for students, get some laptops and things like that so that they could really connect electronically. We went through the six phases of reopening. And phase one being that we were completely shut down to phase six to being completely open again. And we haven't right now, since March 14th, I think, yeah, March 14th, we were able to relax our mask requirements. And so now you can be on campus, and it's optional whether you wear a mask or not. Some of the things that we really learned, though, was about the vaccinations, and we got involved as an institution with the vaccinations. We had a lot of vaccination clinics on campus, and we were able to get to a point for our faculty staff, about 73% of our faculty was vaccinated and staff. And so the other thing that we really learned, though, was about throughout COVID was about mental health issues. We had to add counselors and additional staff to address mental health issues. Many people that were going through COVID, some staff, and a lot of students were really just trying to make some adjustments with COVID, and we felt that we were doing a good job. We were recognized as a vaccination champion by the White House, and some of the work we were doing, we were really pleased with that. Path forward. We got to really understand, I heard a lot of this morning in the pre-talk. God, what an awesome session. Thank you for everybody that was in that pre-talk. I appreciate that so much. Just hearing some of the challenges, some of the barriers that we need to address systematically. And so we're looking at those and how we address those as an institution. And so as we go forward here, we want to make sure as an institution that we are affordable. We want to make sure that we are relevant, and we want to make sure in terms of relevance that we're also responsive to the needs. So relevant in terms of our programs and things that we need for the communities that we serve to make this transition out of COVID into a new workplace, if you will. And so in terms of responsiveness, we mean responsive in terms of the people that we serve, the communities that we serve, students, staff, faculty, employers, and things of that nature. So, but our path forward is about access, equity, and excellence. And you'll hear a lot of that talked about as it relates to the institution. And we're just aspiring to be the best as an institution. And that's kind of our theme as it runs through our next 4.5-year strategic plan. So I'd like to kind of maybe just end with this piece here. And it's talent determines our future. More than ever, competitive advantage and economic success of West Michigan will be determined by the quality of availability of a skilled, trained, and engaged workforce. And the community college wants to be a part of that effort as we go forward. Much of the stuff that I've talked about today is on our website at www.muskegoncc.edu. And I've really enjoyed just having a conversation today. I'm going to rethink everything I've been doing here because of the conversation I had during the pre-talk. So again, thank you for the individuals as it relates to that pre-talk. It really, really has me thinking. We'll gather some of our folks at the institution and dive a little deeper into some of the comments that were made this morning. So I appreciate it. I thank you for allowing this opportunity for me to be here. C3, thank you.